Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, we are monitoring the trade deadline right now to see if any last-minute news updates have come out. It is now officially closed. Now, that doesn't mean that a trade didn't happen at 2:57. It just hasn't been announced yet, and we're waiting to hear the information. But the trade deadline is now officially closed. We have not heard any developments about the Kansas City Chiefs. There were some rumblings about Breece Hall. They've been there all day. As we've seen with the Jets, they've been open for business. Jermaine Johnson was available. Breece Hall was available. Quinnen Williams got traded to the Cowboys. Sauce Gardner got traded to the Indianapolis Colts. So the Jets were active. They were the most active team at the deadline from a seller's perspective, but we haven't heard anything about either one of those guys. Rob, if you see something, certainly cut me off and let me know. I want to keep people updated on what's happening with the trade deadline. I want to stay updated on what's happening with the trade deadline. So if you see anything, let me know. But it would not appear right now that the Chiefs made a move at the deadline. I don't think that is a bad thing. Where are you at, Rob? Now, if just with the information that we have, it's 3:01. It looks like the books are closed, and it looks like the Chiefs didn't do anything. I think that's fine. You just got back Rashee Rice. Josh Simmons is coming back after the bye week. The Chiefs are relatively healthy going into the second half of the season. I think the Chiefs have everything they need to make another deep run in the postseason. And I also think if they weren't willing to spend a top 100 pick or better, I don't think they were drastically improving their roster. I don't think the Chiefs wanted to spend what it takes to really make a move at the deadline. So I think the Chiefs made the decision to stay where they're at. I don't think that's a bad decision.
I do not disagree with the decision the Chiefs made today. I understand why the Chiefs made the decision they made today, and I think fans need to understand why. I pulled these stats. Brett Veach, in his time as general manager of the Chiefs, is not giving up day one picks midseason. He's giving up a conditional fifth that could turn into a fourth for DeAndre Hopkins. By the way, it stayed a fifth. He didn't check the box for it to move to a fourth. He's trading a sixth for Mecole Hardman. He's trading a sixth for Melvin Ingram. He's trading a sixth for Joshua Uche. Those are the moves Brett Veach makes in November. Brett Veach is not Chris Ballard. I'm going to trade two first-round picks after Halloween. That's just not how he operates. The Chiefs did what I think is best for them today. They still have one of the, if not the best roster in the NFL. It's flawed, but every roster in the league is flawed. They are still in a fine spot because they still have 15 and they still have Andy Reid and they like where they are at. I also think it's important to note for people on the text line who are pushing back the Chiefs not doing anything was a mistake. I think as we enter, was it phase two, phase three of this dynasty, you got to understand cost control assets, which what the draft is, are some of the most valuable things to this team. Chris Jones makes a big contract. Juwan Taylor makes a big contract. Now, those come off the books soon, but Patrick Mahomes makes a big contract. George Karloftis makes a big contract. Some people want to give Rashee Rice a big contract. Like, Trent McDuffie is going to be due a big contract. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. Like, the good players the Chiefs had are getting paid. So, giving up a third for a guy you're going to get 3 months out of is not really a thing. So I'm happy with how the Chiefs operate today. I think it's in line with how the Chiefs view their team and the situation and the future of their roster.
Yeah, I also think that people just aren't really being fair in acknowledging that the circumstances are different. Like, so someone just texts in, hey, Rob, why did the Chiefs trade for Kadarius Toney but don't feel like Breece Hall or some of these other players are worth it? Kadarius Toney was in his second year of a rookie contract. If that's what we were talking about with Breece Hall, if Breece Hall had 2.5 years left of club control and all it took was a third round pick to go get him, he would have been traded. It is important to note, at least based on what we have, nobody traded for Breece Hall. It's not like we're talking about one of your contenders went out to go get Breece Hall. Every team in the league saw the price tag for Breece Hall and said no. Of the major moves that happened today, they all got, I would say, 100% of what I think the value of that player is. I don't think you get any more for Sauce Gardner than what the Jets got back for him. They got two ones and a player back for him. I don't think you get more for Quinnen Williams than what the Jets ended up getting today. So we're talking about maximum value. There were no deals to be had at the deadline this time. Who was the player that got traded for a fourth round pick that we're sitting here thinking, man, I really wish the Chiefs had made that trade? Who's the player that went for a fifth round pick that you're kind of kicking yourself for? The only player that we could possibly have this conversation about is Jalen Phillips. And I wasn't super excited about trading for a guy who tore his Achilles 2 seasons ago and tore his ACL and now is in a contract year and has 3 sacks. I wasn't super excited about trading Jalen Phillips, especially not for a third round pick.
Also, on the Breece Hall front, this is from Jordan Schultz, who we will try to get on the show tomorrow. Jets are not trading and will not trade Breece Hall, who wanted out, or Quincy Williams or Jermaine Johnson, poor sources. Jordan Schultz says offers were not good enough to get any of those players.
Yeah, no one's paying top dollar for a player, for a running back that they got to turn around and pay at the end of the season. I mean, someone's going to sign Breece Hall at the end of the season. I'm not giving you a third-round contract for the opportunity to pay Breece Hall at the end of it. You really got one choice. You got to basically pay him off the franchise tag at the end of the year. I'm not trading you a third for a rental for Breece Hall. No. I want to read this for you guys. Text line 913-586-7965. Completely disagree with what the Chiefs did. They could have got Quinnen Williams for a steal, and it would have upgraded their D-line. That and they could sign Christian Wilkins off the scrap heap, and our D-line becomes impressive and imposing. I want you guys to stop with this Christian Wilkins. Christian Wilkins has turned into Trevor Bauer. That's who he's turned into. He's a name that's available. Everybody knows who he is. Nobody is interested in Christian Wilkins right now. There's not a single team in the league. Think about this. Think about the kind of people that the NFL have signed. I have no clue what's going on with Christian Wilkins, but if nobody in the league wants him, that's a sign. The league has signed just about anybody. Like, anybody. They've signed people who have done some bad things to football teams. The fact that don't nobody want Christian Wilkins on their team, it has to mean something. There's no interest in Christian Wilkins at this point. And we say they could have got Quinnen Williams for a steal. What steal are we talking about? He got traded for a first-round pick today. Quinnen Williams got traded for a defensive tackle, a second-round pick next year, and a 2027 first-round pick. That's a steal for Quinnen Williams? At his contract, I don't think that's a steal at all. I don't think that any player was had for a steal today at the deadline. I really don't think that has happened. You guys know I'm at the front of the line to criticize Brett Veach when it comes to stuff. I can't criticize him for how he handled the trade deadline. You got to give me a legitimate name or a player that changed hands, somebody that you really wanted. You got to give me that. They were not getting Quinnen Williams. They weren't getting Sauce Gardner. Who else got traded today that people think the Chiefs really should have got? It just, the criticism today to me towards Brett Veach seems unfair and seems reactionary to a game that everybody told me yesterday doesn't matter. It's the regular season. It just feels very, very reactionary because I don't think we'd be having this conversation if the Chiefs had beat Buffalo in the regular season. They were 6-3 heading into the deadline and everybody was feeling good about the team. So I don't want to overreact to a loss in the middle of the regular season. I just don't want to do that. Let me play for you guys a little bit of what the national conversation has been the last couple of days. And Rob, if you see something about the trade deadline, let me know. I saw that the Chargers made a slight trade on the offensive line. They traded with the Saints to pick up somebody. They needed somebody. They lost their left and their right tackle. So they just needed bodies at this point. Here's Nick Wright on the loss yesterday.
Destiny of this NFL season that, and it had the Chiefs won against Buffalo, it wouldn't have been possible for this to happen realistically. That the final game that is ever played in Highmark Stadium is a Chiefs-Bills playoff game, potentially with the Super Bowl on the line, Super Bowl appearance on the line. And that the final moments of that forsaken stadium is the Chiefs once again beating Buffalo to steal from the city of Buffalo the only thing other than wings that they really have to their name, which is the four consecutive Super Bowl appearances.
James is from
and had the Chiefs won, there wouldn't be a Chiefs playoff game in Buffalo, and now there can be. And so I will, again, like, even the tackle that turned the tide can't stop Chiefs-Bills' ultimate destiny, which is one final playoff game in Buffalo to close that stadium out.
That was Nick Wright yesterday on the Chiefs and their loss to the Buffalo Bills. I want to read a couple of these text line right now. The text line, very, very upset that the Chiefs didn't make a trade. CDOT, national analysts are saying that Philadelphia is going to get a compensatory pick if they lose the player that they just traded their third round pick for. The general football people don't understand how compensatory pick works. I'm just telling you the truth. The average majority of people that do this for a living do not understand how compensatory pick work. So they might, maybe, but we say this every year. Oh, well, just get a compensatory pick. And then when we find out who it is, you get a end of the sixth round selection for a player. We do this every single year with a player. I'm sorry. You guys, there is no part of me that is unhappy that the Chiefs didn't get Jalen Phillips. There's not a single part of me that is upset by that. And I still maintain this. One of the solutions for the Chiefs' problems is the guys that they have simply playing better, getting more from Chris Jones than you've gotten, who has 7 sacks in the last year and a half. They just gave George Karloftis $64 million, and we spent all offseason patting Brett Veach on the back about how he was early doing this and how that's the smart thing to do and how you can't wait when it comes for guys like this. Bringing back Charles Aminihu, bringing back – they got enough on the defensive line to be capable. They got enough on the defensive line. There was two defensive linemen that got traded the last couple of days. And one of them got traded for a first-round pick. And the other one, he hasn't played in 16 games combined the last 3 seasons. And these are the guys I'm supposed to be upset that they didn't go out and mortgage top 100 picks for? I can't do that. So you got what you feel you got one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the National Football League. You got a first ballot Hall of Fame defensive lineman. You got an all-pro corner. Tell those guys to play better. Why is that not a solution today? The solution was going to get Colin Saunders. Colin Saunders is not the difference in them going to or losing the Super Bowl. It's Chris Jones playing better. It's Charles Aminihu playing better. They got enough. We don't got to do this. We spent 3 weeks saying they were the best team in the AFC. Just 8 days ago, we were saying this. Now they don't got enough? I'm sorry. I can't do it. If you guys want to call in, we can do so. 913-586-7965. I think the Chiefs got enough. I'm on Brett Veach's side, and I'm very rarely on Brett Veach's side. I'm on his side. I think they handled the trade deadline correctly. I don't think there was a move to be had. Last year, there were moves to be had. They needed a wide receiver. There were multiple names that were out there. They got one of those names. It didn't end up being a great move for them, but they needed to make a move. They made a move. I don't think there was that move to be made for them on the defensive line. There's not that player coming in that's saving the pass rush. There's no Greg Russo. There's no Bosa. There's not that move that's available. If you wanted Calais Campbell, nobody traded for Calais Campbell. It's not like we saw what he was worth and we didn't think the Chiefs wanted to pay the price. Nobody paid the price this deadline. So if you guys are frustrated, I'm happy to talk about it. 913-586-7965. I'm on the Chiefs side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I swear to you guys that these things are not planned. But sometimes I feel like when you guys zig, I zag, and then the other way. I just try to stay even keeled. Because, Rob, you've been here when you and I have criticized moves for the Chiefs. And the thought process was, in Veach we trust. You remember this offseason, you and I both said, I wouldn't have paid Nick Bolton and I would have spent that money elsewhere. Text line told us to shut up. We spent all summer arguing about positional value. You and I both said, I don't know if I would have gave Trey Smith all of that money. Text line told us to shut up. In Veach we trust. You got to do this. I remember saying that I thought the contract for George Karlaftis was a little bit too early and that I thought the Chiefs should have made Karlaftis earn the deal. The sentiment was, well, you got to be early to this. You can't be late. Okay, all right. So that was the stance. Now that we're here and all of the heavy lifting is done with the roster, I'm like, all right, this is the team. This is the team that they have. I'm looking at the AFC. If you're telling me the Colts are the best team, the Patriots are also in that mix. Do you trust Daniel Jones? Do you trust Drake May in January? I don't yet. I don't think I have much of a reason to trust those individuals. The sentiment yesterday was, we don't care about losing in the regular season to the Buffalo Bills. Let's see if they can do it in January. Okay, that's a fair stance. Is anybody picking the Broncos to win the division? Are people taking the Chargers? Because if I said I like the Chargers, the text line would try to crucify me. What are you talking about? Your Chargers dot. So I hate to be the one to give you this message. Let's just woo-saw a little bit. Now, I think we have to be fair to Brett Veach by this. If there was a move that had happened that you feel the Chiefs should have made, then call up 913-586-7965. Was there somebody that you think the Chiefs missed out on? Because at the deadline, there were two major moves that happened. I mean, we don't think they were trading for Sauce Gardner, do we? We don't think that. Quinnen Williams, I also don't think the Chiefs were trading a 1 and a 2 for a defensive lineman. If your argument is Breece Hall, I'll listen to it, but I don't think trading a third-round pick for a running back on an expiring contract that you'd have to turn around and probably pay him like a top five running back when I don't think he's a top five running back, I don't think that's good business. So if those were all of the available options, or from yesterday, Jalen Phillips is available, he is a failed first-round pick. Let's call it what it is. He's a failed first-round pick who has never had double-digit sacks in a season, never had 9 sacks in a season, and has played in less than 16 games the last 3 years combined. He has 3 sacks in a contract year, and he just got traded for a third-round pick. I would not have done that move. So I can't have all of these feelings and now come on here and be like, oh, Veach, you did a terrible job. No, I don't think Veach did a good job or a bad job. I think Veach played the market correctly. Rob, where do you sit? Because you are much more about keeping picks. You're much more about stockpiling them and looking to the future. That's what the Chiefs did. I think they made the right choice.
I think the Chiefs made the right choice because I think the moves that were made were probably too rich for their blood, which I'm fine with that being the decision-making process. It also felt like it was only high-priced players being traded today. Like, usually you see, like, a 6th round for Joshua Uche. Not that that kind of trade didn't happen today, but it was a lot more Sauce Gardner type of moves. Like, for a shopping analogy, you know how this show loves analogies. Today's trade deadline was like people were shopping, eating at Capital Grill. The Chiefs don't have Capital Grill money or aren't willing to spend Capital Grill money, so they're fine going to Texas Roadhouse or eating at the house. And I'm fine with that decision-making process by the Chiefs. Hold on to the picks. Trust your roster. They were considered the favorite for the Super Bowl and still are on FanDuel. Like, no team in the AFC got dramatically better today. No team in the NFC got dramatically better. I am totally fine standing pat by the Chiefs.
I'm also looking at these contrasts because someone said, CDOT, I would have tried to go get Sweat or Bradley Chubb. Montez Sweat, his base salary next season is $20.9 million with a $25 million cap hit. I don't think the Chiefs were adding that salary at the trade deadline. They've never added that. They've always either added an expiring player or a player on a rookie deal. They have never, in the Patrick Mahomes era, made a trade for a player who is currently under a 4-year, $98 million deal. And that's what Montez Sweat is. If you wanted the Chiefs to go get Bradley Chubb, he fits the exact same profile. Bradley Chubb, he's making $19.4 million next season with a cap hit of $31 million. We thought the Chiefs were adding that at the deadline. We thought the Chiefs were going to trade a third-round pick and take this contract on from Bradley Chubb. You know who the Chiefs are. Everything the Chiefs did this offseason was bargain basement. At running back, they went bargain basement. At wide receiver, they did that. At corner, they didn't spend a whole lot of money in free agency. I mean, they spent two relatively big deals. I don't want to call the Jalen Moore deal a big deal. He signed $21 million guaranteed. That's not a big deal by NFL standards. And then Christian Fulton, he signed for $12 million guaranteed. These are not massive contracts. The Chiefs just weren't big spenders this offseason. I think they will be next, at least for players outside. They were with their own players. They gave Trey Smith a lot of money. They gave Nick Bolton a lot of money. But I there was no part of me that thought that the Chiefs were about to give Bradley Chubb $20 million next year at 30 years old. There was no part of me that thought they were about to do that.
Now, I don't need to get to these calls. I will say one thing. This is a fair text to get in. I would like to see the Chiefs unload Christian Fulton. That's a move I would have liked to see the Chiefs make today.
But I kept – I told you for 2 weeks.
But no one
why would a team take Christian Fulton's contract off the board for the Chiefs? Why would a team do that?
I agree. It's clear now no NFL team is going to bail the Chiefs out, but that's the only move today that I would have been like, oh, that would have been nice. But they probably couldn't find someone to dance with because no one wants that contract for a guy who doesn't play. So that's the only thing I have upset today. I would have liked them to unload a bad contract. They couldn't.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's hear what you guys think. Ivan, you called into the show. Hey, Ivan, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, C-Dub?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering why Brett Beach didn't go after Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans. I would hope they would try to unload and get a linebacker because our linebackers have been exposed from last year for the tight ends, and I just don't trust these linebackers with tight ends.
I appreciate the phone call. Let's look at Jeffrey Simmons' contract really quickly. Jeffrey Simmons at the end. So next year, Jeffrey Simmons is going to make $20.1 million with a $25 million cap hit next year. A $25 million cap hit. I don't think the Chiefs are making that kind of move. He has 2 years left on his deal. He's making $20 million next year and $23 million in 2027. So the Chiefs were going to have that contract on the books along with Chris Jones' contract and along with George Karloftis' deal. That's not what I thought they were going to do. Reggie, how you doing today, my man?
What's up, fellas? I got to be honest, man. I'm very disappointed. I think the one thing that the trade deadline for me personally just showed is that the Chiefs just aren't going to be serious contenders in the playoffs because as it currently stands right now, we're not even in the playoffs. We need interior help next to Chris Jones, obviously. And the Chiefs tried to do that with Norman Lott. He got hurt, unfortunately. But I'm disappointed we couldn't be in on that first round of free agency yesterday, I think it was, when the kid from the Titans, Draymond Jones, got traded for like a conditional fifth or something like that or a fifth-round pick. That seemed like that was something in the Chiefs' wheelhouse. And then my last statement is if I'd be totally fine if we went out and we got Christian Wilkinson off the street. I know he's been kissing dudes on the forehead in the locker room, but maybe they can keep him from doing zesty stuff for the last 10 or so games and get Chris Jones some help on the interior because I don't think Chris Jones is washed like Fesco keeps saying. I just think he needs more help on the inside. So that's it, guys. Take care.
I appreciate the phone call. I can't do it with Christian Wilkins. I really can't. I don't want to hear Christian Wilkins' name come up anymore. I really don't. I don't want to hear it. He's not playing this year in the National Football League. I don't know if Christian Wilkins is ever playing again in the National Football League. I honestly don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is with Christian Wilkins. I have no clue. I mean, we've all heard the exact same stories, the exact same ones. We've heard them. There's not a rumbling around Christian Wilkins. Rob, I typed his name in Google. I just did a Google search. And you know, if you click on news, right, it'll tell you like how often that player's name comes up, right? Like if you type, you know, whatever player, right? Do you know how many stories have been written about Christian Wilkins since he got cut from the team? Two. You type in Christian Wilkins and then go on news. There's two. He's not playing in the league for anybody. So it's not just I with the Chiefs take him. No one's taking a chance on Christian Wilkins. So if that's the solution, then what are we doing here then? Then I want him to get Warren Sapp then. If we can just play fantasy GM, then that's what I want him to do. I want him to go get Warren Sapp. They got a better chance of getting Warren Sapp on this team than getting Christian Wilkins on the team. Let's go to the phone lines. Jake, you calling us to the show. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. Thank you guys for what you do. Beautiful day in Kansas City. I just want to say that I listen to you guys every day, and every year on the day of the final day of the trade deadline, I don't listen, and this is why. You are getting a taste of why other teams' fan bases just straight up hate the Kansas City Chiefs fans, because some of them are like 15-year-old girls that want the cool new toy, don't know what it costs, don't care what it costs, because they just, you know, are living willy-nilly in life. While the parents, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, are having to make real-life decisions. And some of us that know football know that Wilkins is out of the league. This has been done before to players. Breece Hall wasn't getting the ball 25 times to make an impact, because that's not how our offense is built. Malik Collins is 30 years old and was really the only guy that made a whole lot of sense. And then you go to tell people this and speak real life things to people, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I know we just said in Brett Veach we trust this August, but I don't trust him anymore. Our linebackers are going to get screwed. Well, we just went to 3 Super Bowls with the same damn linebackers. So I don't really know what we're talking about here. I love you guys. Thank you for what you do. Go Chiefs.
I'm with you, Jake, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. I want to read this text. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I think we are going to end with 6 or 7 losses and then hear how we should have done something today. I promise you that will not be my take. If the Chiefs end up with 7 losses, it will be because of things that happened in March and April and how they didn't make the correct moves then. That will be the difference. The difference will not be them trading a 6th-round pick for a defensive tackle. If the Chiefs end up with 7 losses, it will be because they made one move on defense for a player that does not play for them. That's what happened. They made one move on defense. It was for Christian Fulton. He doesn't play. He's not hurt. He is a healthy inactive every single week. So right now we're talking about improvements that they should have made to the defense. They didn't spend any money in free agency on the defense. And when they did spend money, they don't think the guy's good enough to play. They basically made a donation to Christian Fulton. We all knew that their running back room wasn't good enough. It's not like that information just hit us after they lost to the Bills. We knew that in March. We knew that in April that they had a weak running back room. We knew that in February, in January, that they weren't good enough at running back. It's not like this just came up and surprised all of us. We knew it. Isaiah Pacheco was coming off a broken leg. You didn't have anybody else under contract. We had all of this information. So if the Chiefs end up losing the AFC West, if the Chiefs end up having to go on the road in the wild card round, it will not be because they didn't make a move in November. It will be because they mismanaged March and April and the draft. Where's Jalen Royals at? Have you guys seen Jalen Royals? Omar Norman Lott got hurt. Now, not the Chiefs' fault, but they spent money on a defensive lineman. He doesn't play for him. They spent the first round pick on somebody. They haven't gotten anything from him in 2 years. So all of the decisions, it is not about this one day to me. It will be a collective of decisions that have been made over the last handful of months that just didn't end up working. Or they get back in it. It's the same guys that they've won championships with, and they figure it out. That's also a possibility. It's a possibility that the team that we saw run through 3 teams at Arrowhead a couple of weeks ago and outscored their opponents 89-24, it's a chance that that team still exists. And that they just had an off night on the road against a team that for whatever reason in the regular season, they just don't match up well against. They just don't match up well against them. But I am excited about, I am hopeful for, if you are on the fence about the Chiefs, we are about to get all of our answers when they get back off of their bye week. We get all of their answers. They play basically the 3 best teams in the AFC in 3 straight weeks. They played Buffalo. They go on the road and play Denver, and they play Indianapolis at home. So we will have all of our information about the Chiefs heading into that Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's our guy Neil in Lone Jack. Neil, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing better, Carrington. Thanks for taking the call, Carrington and Rob. Great to hear both of you, as always. For the most part, I agree with both of you. Listen, I had a wish list for this free agency period. I would have loved to have had Jalen Phillips. I would have loved to have had Devon Achane at the right price. The Chiefs decided that they weren't worth that price, and I'm okay with that. I accept it. I agree with you. I believe that this team, as it stands, if they play well, is good enough to beat anybody in the NFL and win a Super Bowl. I believe that whole heart thought they were going to prove it. They proved it over the last few weeks. They proved it against Detroit. 100% they proved it against Detroit. Detroit was nothing wrong with their offense, and we held them down. This defense is good enough to get the job done. I thought that they were going to prove it again against Buffalo this past weekend. They screwed up. That's why I was so pissed off on Sunday night and Monday morning. That's why I've been ranting and raving and calling everybody like a crazy person and texting everybody like a crazy person for the last 2.5 days, because I believe they were good enough to win that game, especially under the circumstance we've had. I mean, yeah, there are like kryptonite in the regular season for the past several years, but under the circumstance, I thought they were going to go out there, prove that they were one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL, and put themselves in the driver's seat for the division and put themselves in a good position for the one seed still. They screwed that up. That pissed me off. It drove me crazy. It's frustrating. I believe if Chris Jones plays well, this defense is good enough to beat anybody in the NFL. I believe if our offense plays well, we're good enough to beat anybody in the NFL. I trust Brett Veach. Brett Veach has proven over and over again, 3 out of 5 Super Bowls, except for the one anomaly this past year against Philadelphia. Because the first Super Bowl we got destroyed in had nothing to do with Brett Veach. He did his best. He made moves. He tried to do what he could with the offensive line. The offensive line was completely decimated. This past Super Bowl, the offensive line just simply wasn't good enough that day. But by all merits, this offensive line is one of the best in the NFL, and I believe especially with a healthy Josh Simmons and a healthy Trey Smith, this team is good enough. I agree with you and Rob. Stan and Pat is fine, but these boys got to play. Chris Jones, you got to come to the table, especially off the bye against Denver and then against Indianapolis. We win those two games, we're right back where we want to be.
I'm with you, Neil. I appreciate the phone call as always, man. I mean, that's just that's how I feel. Text line 913-586-7965. We'll get back to the phone lines. CDOT, the Chiefs have a plan for Christian Fulton. It must be the most top secret plan I have ever seen. Christian Fulton hasn't played since September 14th. Christian Fulton hasn't played since the Eagles game, and he played two snaps. So we're talking about he hasn't played in 2 months for the Chiefs. So if they got a plan for Christian Fulton, I would love to figure out what the plan is. It is the most top secret plan they have ever put together. What is their plan? To not play him and then wait to just, he's their secret weapon for the postseason? That's their plan? Hey, I know we didn't play you at all in the regular season. We've been holding you back. No, he's healthy. So no. Not at all. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brett, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, C-Dot. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
Here. What's your honest opinion if Justin Simmons would have been starting at left tackle last week against the Bills? Do you think that would have had any effect on the Chiefs' victory and on the Chiefs' loss? Do you think that would have really, improved their pass protection?
That's a good question, Brett. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, I definitely think it would have had an effect. I do think we've learned over the last month while Josh Simmons has been missing. I do think that he is the best left tackle on the roster. And I think it's noticeable that he is the best left tackle on the roster. So, I mean, improving at that position. But I also think that the Chiefs had enough on their offensive line to beat the Buffalo Bills. You spent real money on Jalen Moore. We're not talking about some late round draft pick. This is a Mike Remmers that you played at left tackle. That's a capable offensive line. That's an above league average offensive line that went up against the Buffalo Bills. I think you just got to give the Bills a lot of credit. Russo played well. Bosa played well. AJ Epenesa played well. I think you got to kind of tip your cap to the Buffalo Bills. Coming up at the top of the hour, Joshua Briscoe is going to join us on the show with the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll get his thoughts on the trade deadline. The Chiefs did not make a move. I'm okay with that. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with
Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. We have the ratings information from Sunday's game. 30.8 million viewers for Chiefs and Bills. It is the fifth best game on Sunday on CBS since they have been covering the NFL since 1998. Big time views for Chiefs and Bills. I think we all knew to expect that. I'm actually a little bit surprised that fewer people watch this than watch Chiefs and Eagles earlier this season. I guess it makes a little bit of sense. A Super Bowl rematch. Excuse me. But that game got 33.4 million viewers. This got 30.8 million viewers. Nonetheless, we knew it was going to do a massive number. It did a massive number. Chiefs and Bills, 30.8 million viewers on Sunday. I want to play a little bit more of the national conversation that has been around the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Colin Cowherd talking about the game on Sunday.
Buffalo, don't pat yourself in the back. Howie Roseman's already made a move. Go upgrade wide receiver. Go upgrade wide receiver. You beat him. It doesn't mean you're going to beat him in January.
Well, we saw that Buffalo did not improve at wide receiver. They are the same team today that they were on Sunday when they went up against the Kansas City Chiefs. There are a couple of overarching questions that hover over the National Football League. For example, who's going to be the one seed in the AFC? Only one team gets the bye week. Only one team gets home field advantage. And all of those teams just feel super bunched up. You can make a case for four different teams being the one seed in the NFC. So that is going to be a question that we are going to ask ourselves from now until the end of the season. How real are the Indianapolis Colts? How real are the Denver Broncos? Those are a couple of the questions. But I think the biggest question of all of them is, can Buffalo prove it in January? We just don't have the answer to that. And we're not going to have the answer until January. Buffalo is going to make the playoffs. They're going to be a team that wins 12 or 13 games, possibly is the one seed, and more than likely wins their division. We know all of these things about the Buffalo Bills. We've seen all of these things before when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But you know, if you are going to get out of the AFC and you're going to represent the conference in the Super Bowl in San Francisco, then you got to beat Kansas City at some point. You got to put your own work in. No one else is going to beat them for you in the AFC, and then you're going to have a random AFC championship game. It's almost become their birthright to go to the AFC championship game. So you know at some point, if you want to get to your final destination, you got to go through Kansas City. So all of these regular season wins and accolades and awards, they're all fantastic. But that is the biggest question in the NFL. Buffalo appears to be Kansas City's equal in almost every single sense, except when it really matters most. And eventually, are they going to be able to walk through that door and come out on the other side? I want to play for you guys what Stephen A. Smith had to say. He doesn't think there's any chance that the Chiefs miss the postseason.
You got Andy Reid there. You got Mahomes there. You got Travis Kelce there. You got Rice and Worthy and Thornton and these brothers. I think they'll be just fine. You got a defense that, you know what, they're not shabby. They're not awful. We know this. It's not the Cowboys. It's not the Bengals. It's just a break here or there. And usually when it comes to a Patrick Mahomes, more breaks will go his way than go against him. I'm not worried about the Chiefs like that at all. You want to have a discussion about the NFC, the AFC West, I get that part. But in terms of them missing the playoffs altogether, no way in hell do I believe that's going to happen. I expect Kansas City to be one of the seven teams in the AFC in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even begun to let my brain think about the Chiefs missing the postseason. Now, let's see how these next two games go. They got the Colts. They got the Broncos. Those are two of the best teams in the AFC. Let's see where the Chiefs stand after that. But I've not allowed my mind to go to the place where the Chiefs potentially miss the postseason. It's also important to note, their schedule really, really lightens up in December. Now, sure, you play Denver, you play the Chargers. I mean, you got to play teams in your own division. But, I mean, you get the Raiders again. You get Tennessee again. You get Houston. Like it lightens up a little bit as opposed to you are currently in a stretch where you are playing the three best teams outside of yourself in the AFC. One more cut I want to play for you guys. This is Rex Ryan talking about Buffalo, talking about the Chiefs.
This team was built to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And when I look at it, and we've talked about it before, Andy Reid's the only offensive line coach that doesn't like to run the ball.
Oh my gosh.
And to me, it's set up. Buffalo is outstanding in pass coverage and with the pass rush they got with Bosa and things. So it plays right into their hands. That's why I took them to win, because I know Kansas City's not going to run the football. Look, Buffalo can't stop a nosebleed
right when
you run the ball. Kansas City doesn't do it. They're built for Kansas City this year.
That was Rex Ryan on ESPN's Get Up with his thoughts about Chiefs and Bills. Did a big number, 30.4 million viewers. We're going to be joined by Joshua Briscoe here coming up in just a bit. Before that, Rob, you usually do a really good job of finding stories and putting them into the folder and making sure that we talk about them and making sure that I see them. You do a good job producing this thing. I'm looking through our folder, and there's one local story that, oddly enough, has not been put in the system. Did you guys hear what happened at Worlds of Fun? Have you heard this story, Rob? So there was a group of people that were riding the Mamba, the big ride, the Mamba. Well, it sounds to me like a little girl's, her seatbelt malfunctioned, it didn't properly work, whatever it was. This little girl could have died on this roller coaster. But there were people that are around her that just held her down while on the roller coaster to make sure that she stayed on there, making sure that she stayed safe, and she was able to walk off of the roller coaster. Now, you guys always get on me about being too soft to get on these roller coasters, and oh, you gotta live a little bit, and you gotta, why? Every month, I can find you a story where something goes terribly wrong on these things. I'm keeping my feet right here. Some people, their job in life is to be the person that jumps in the fight. Some people are the peacemaker. Some people are the hold me back guy. Some people in life, it is their job to hold everybody's belongings while they go get on the Mamba. That's where I come in. Hey, you need me to hold your wallet for you? I'm happy to. Go off. Go ride the Predator or whatever that ride is called, Prowler. Go ride the Zambezi Zinger. There's only like two or three rides I'm getting on at Worlds of Fun. I'm getting on Fury of the Nile. Rob, they still got the Fury of the Nile? They still got that?
Last check, yep, still got Fury of the Nile.
Okay, I'll get on Fury of the Nile, and I'll get on the Monsoon. I don't know if they still got the Monsoon, but I'll get on the Monsoon. You know what it is? One drop. There's no oop-de-oop. There's no nothing. There's you go up, you go down, ride over. Great. But I got to ride this whole thing that's doing twists and turns and the seatbelt don't work. Oh, no. No, thanks. Those people should have turned on the plaza lights. Those two people that saved that little girl's life from the Mamba, they should have got to turn on the plaza lights. I've been there when the ride malfunctioned and now people have to walk down the roller coaster, absolutely not. Y'all got it, man. I don't want anything to do with it. Please, please don't put me on one of those things. I don't have any interest on going one of those things, Rob. This doesn't scare you from going on there? In our hometown, in our birthplace, the rides, the seatbelt malfunctioned. This doesn't scare you from getting on these things?
Listen, there's a lot of things in life that if things don't go right, bad things can happen. I still do those things. What if your seatbelt malfunctions in your car? It happens.
But I need to get on the car. How else will I get to work?
My point
How
is,
else will I travel to the grocery store? I don't need, the Mamba is not essential for life.
I'm just telling you, I would still get on the Mamba. Now, I would do it a little slower, and I would double check all the seatbelts, and the people who were working there probably have a little responsibility of, this didn't work. They should know that. That should be a thing. It's just known commodity. But yes, I would still get on the Mamba.
No, y'all got it. I don't want it. Somebody said they're shutting down the Fury of the Nile. I don't know if there's anything for me at Worlds of Fun anymore.
What's the one, like the Viking Voyager and the little slide?
I'm being serious. I don't think I've ever ridden a roller coaster at Worlds of Fun. Not one single time, other than those ones that I just told you. I've never gotten on one. Not a single one. Which one is for me? Which one? Everybody talks about how bumpy the Timberwolf is. What's that one? Is it the Detonator? They got
go straight
one.
Up, yeah.
The Patriot. That thing looks scary. I'm not getting on those things. No, absolutely not. I'm right here. That's what I'm keeping. My 2 feet right here on the ground is where I'm at. That's what I'm saying. Somebody said there's more deaths at Arrowhead than at Worlds of Fun. Just saying you ain't scared to go there. I've been to two Chiefs games in Patrick Mahomes' career. I'm not trying to go out there either. Every time I get on the internet, y'all fighting somebody in these football games. You know there's zero fights at Casa de Carrington. And we ain't fighting over there. Coming up in a little bit, Joshua Briscoe will join us in studio. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.